China's ruling Communist Party is taking seriously a threat to its image. The Chinese have reacted angrily to the awarding of the Nobel Peace Prize to a jailed campaigner for democracy. Liu Xiaobo is serving an 11-year prison sentence for subversion, but that did not stop the Oslo-based Nobel Committee from awarding him the prestigious prize. The World's Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing says the Chinese government is continuing to express its outrage.
Today was the first foreign ministry news conference since the announcement was made last Friday. And the foreign ministry spokesman said that giving the prize and also the international reaction to the prize shows disrespect for China's judicial system, and that that puts a big question mark on the true intentions of the people who have done these things.
Well, they're not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk as well in terms of diplomacy, because they are targeting certain figures, certain offices. Tell us who the latest targets of the Chinese government are.
Well, they've called off a planned meeting with the Norwegian fisheries minister, and they did say that Norway was going to suffer for this. They, in fact, had threatened the Nobel Committee back in June and said, if you give this peace prize to Liu Xiaobo, you know, it will damage relations and you'll be hearing from us. But also, in the few days since the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded on Friday, more than 30 Chinese intellectuals have been detained or given warnings or placed under tight surveillance. And that includes Liu Xiaobo's wife, Liu Xia.
Sounds like the flak is being distributed all around, but, you know, domestically and externally against Norway. Norway, of course, being the primary target, but the government in Oslo keeps saying, look, it's the Nobel Committee that is independent of the government here. What is it, though, that the Chinese government actually wants? I mean, does it want to get the award retracted?
I think it knows that's not going to happen. I think what it wants to do is to show that it's outraged and that it feels that the outside world should listen to it when it says you have to behave this way. But this year has been kind of a turning point. I mean, the Chinese government, up until maybe the last couple of years, had more or less gone along with an old saying by former leader Deng Xiaoping, that China, as it develops, should hide its strengths and bide its time. And it seems to have sort of thrown off the cloak over the last year or two and has become much more comfortable with throwing its weight around.
Well, how about in terms of the Chinese people themselves? As you said, the government's been doing its best to try and make sure nobody in China knows about the award. What is it that the government is worried about?
Well, I think in general, it really is hypersensitive about the idea that a pro-democracy activist gets any sort of legitimacy in the international world and then also within China. They've been stressing for quite a while now the importance of national harmony and stability, and those are code words for just let us rule, we'll take care of things and sort of smooth out the edges, but don't challenge our right to rule.
That's something that the Chinese government says over and over again. Do the Chinese people subscribe to that?
A lot of Chinese people subscribe to it. I mean, especially the older generation remembers a time when China was much less stable and it wasn't a fun time to live through. But younger people who have grown up in a prosperous time, and the younger they are, the more true this is, I think, feel they do have a right to have their own opinions, to have those opinions listened to. And I think it will be interesting to watch this younger generation grow older, the ones who are now in their teens and 20s, and, you know, see what they feel they want their level of political participation to be. Now, many of these people are very nationalistic and they're very proud of China's rise in the world. But at the same time, when something about the authoritarian nature of the government directly affects them in an adverse way, they've already been known to push back.
All right, we've got to end it there. Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.